We've also been discussing churches and churches and cathedrals that are doing more than just having the services. So, for example, if you were to step inside Rochester Cathedral in Kent, you'd be forgiven for thinking that you were on the fairway to heaven. Now, the central aisle has been transformed into a 9-hole crazy golf course as a way of encouraging young people to learn about the engineering behind local bridges and to get more people into the cathedral. Now, it's part of a range of events in English cathedrals this summer called the hashtag Wish You Were Here. Other activities include Lego building, Helter Skelter, den building, pottery exhibitions, learning Latin. I love Latin. I learnt Latin when I was at school. And Greek, tie-dye techniques and stepping into a lunar landscape. The chairman of the Association of English Cathedrals is also the Dean of Lichfield Cathedral, the very Reverend Adrian Dauber. And he says it's not a gimmick or cheap marketing trick, but came about after the Archbishop of Canterbury told a gathering of church leaders, if you don't know how to have fun in cathedrals, then you're not doing your job properly.
It was a throwaway remark, but I think what he was saying is that cathedrals are safe places to do risky things in Christ's service. And that indeed was his own mantra when he was Dean of Liverpool. There's a weight of tradition, a stability and a purposefulness about cathedrals that allows you to do experiments and to take risks. So I think we're being encouraged really to dialogue very carefully with society, to try and work out where people are, to build our bridges with all sorts of different areas of human concern. So that's basically our mission strategy, to try and embrace the whole of life and to be a place of sanctuary and welcome and inspiration.
But you could argue that some of the activities taking place this summer in English cathedrals, whether it's a pottery exhibition, music workshops, Latin and Greek dancing, Lego building and so on, in a sacred space, that can deflect away from the people that just want to be there and be quiet and reflective and pray.
I think we've got to do both. You can do both. And most cathedrals are very well equipped to make sure that people wanting some solitude and some quiet have got a corner or a place or a chapel in which to do that. But cathedrals belong to a wide community, not simply the community of the church. And people look to us for a whole variety of reasons. And so those cultural expressions where we can celebrate what's great and good in existence, I think, need to be given proper dimension in cathedrals. So we've always had a fairly vigorous arts policy all through our history, that we've been showcases for the very best in human culture. And I'm not frightened of that at all. I think some of the playfulness stuff this summer is really an attempt to say something also about the nature of God, that God's playfulness is immensely worthwhile. The hands that cast stars into space, you know, there's a sense in which God takes a gamble on creation, and its pluriformity and its wonder is, as theologians and mystics have said, something about God's nature is playful. He makes things for delight.
Including a mini golf course at Rochester Cathedral, perhaps? Is there God in that particular fun thing and risky thing?
What they were trying to do, and they're trying to do, is bring together concerns about bridge building, the actuality of bridge building, civil engineering, to celebrate all the bridges in Kent, to think about the nature of life and how you build bridges between people and cultures. That's good. And also how you play in a decent way. Mm. It's a risk. People might misunderstand it and people might not appreciate it. But there's a very good number of people, I think, in Kent quite enjoying their summer at Rochester Cathedral and making them think again about how you do these things. You can bring your playfulness into the house of God. You can bring your delight into the house of God.
The Bishop of the Anglican Episcopal Church, the Right Reverend Dr. Gavin Ashenden, said it's a really serious mistake, perhaps born of desperation. The idea that people are so trivial that they can be almost tricked into a search for God by entertaining them with a golf course is a serious category error. Are people being tricked into trying to get to know God?
I reject that accusation entirely. I think it's a vicious criticism, and I'm astonished that you should make it. This is a series of actions happening in English cathedrals which are made out of pastoral concern. They're not cheap marketing tricks. Most of them very considered, as we've done here with our summer programme. It's a real serious consideration how you talk about science and religion when you're thinking about the moon and you're encouraging people to celebrate the anniversary of the lunar landing 50 years ago. So I think this kind of coruscating criticism from certain quarters is a bit rich. You know, we are faced with a missionary situation, I think, in this land of trying to connect people with the transcendent when we know from British social attitudes people have given up on it. And I think the raids we can make on people's consciousness, the way we can help people into some kind of relationship with sacred building and sacred space, is to be applauded and not condemned.
What about people who don't necessarily have a theological background, but they are faithful Christians and have been for years and years, who are also maybe depressed by one or two of these new projects? They just sort of think that it isn't right. Is the church just brushing that kind of criticism, that lower level criticism, under the carpet?
No, I think you've got to help everyone understand what the mission is. What is the game we're playing? It isn't simply gimmickry. It is, I think, a really honest attempt to engage with the whole of reality. It's to say that this world is God's. All time and space belongs to God, and we have to name it. And we can help people name it for themselves by trying to provide some interesting ways in to faith and some interesting ways into sacred space.
Is there any evidence, though, that when there are diverse projects put on in cathedrals, that the people that were attracted to whatever that project was, who would otherwise never set foot in a holy place, in a place of worship, that they are then encouraged and enticed back to perhaps want to know about faith and to want to worship and come to a service?
Yeah, we've done quite a lot of research on that, certainly here with our summer programmes. There's a growing number of people who would say, it got me thinking. And so we make sure that we do very accurate surveys at the end of our projects so that we're finding out what people think. And I think our evidence is that we've got a growing number of people who would come to things like our Messy Church programme, who would join us for other events and are counting themselves as cathedral supporters. Now, that's kind of a level of pre-evangelism. It doesn't mean, say, they're paid-up Christians and they're taking a regular part in the worshipping life of the church. But what is happening is that their spiritual searching is being honoured by us, that they're finding common ground with us. And that, I think, is a very, very useful starting point. It's great to see our cathedrals so well loved. I would say that if we go to some of the cathedrals on the continent, beautifully well preserved and devoted entirely to religious purposes, they're dead. It's a very, very beautiful experience to go inside them, but they're not animated by very much life. And one of the things we should be rejoicing about English cathedrals is that they are rocking at the moment in all sorts of wonderful ways. Big communities looking after them, lots of voluntary effort, people very, very devoted to them, and an increasing visitor number. Now, I think we're a bridgehead, a missionary bridgehead, into a very difficult and diverse culture. And therefore, I'd ask people who've got reservations to try and understand what the game is and what the big picture needs to be.
That's the chairman of the Association of English Cathedrals, the Dean of Lichfield Cathedral, Adrian Dauber, talking to Mike Naylor.